This is Ashley.
This is Double Scoop.
That was not a good one. Should we
no,
redo it?
No, it wasn't. Yeah. What are you drinking?
Dr. Pepper with creamer and raspberry.
Oh, that's amazing. It looks like chocolate milk.
Yeah, it does, huh?
Yeah, it does.
Let's just keep it.
We'll keep it. We gotta have some crap. We win some, we lose some.
That
just reminds me. So I bought the Clean Simple Eats protein powder. The Vanilla.
Okay.
And I've been mixing with orange juice.
Isn't it so effing good?
Every pregnancy I have craved Orange Julius, and Dairy Queen doesn't carry Orange Julius's anymore. And so I have to like go up to the mall in Sandy, the Fashion Place Mall or whatever.
Wait, there's one in Provo.
In Orange Julius?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
At least the last time I was there.
Well, now I know.
It's closer.
I never go to the Provo Mall, but now we will because the new Target.
I know. We got a new Target.
We should go.
Let's do it.
And just go walk around.
Trevor and I went the other day and it was so busy.
Isn't it huge? Isn't it like multiple stories?
We didn't even walk around. I don't know. I heard it's like multiple stories. Got a gift card and left.
Oh, nice. So, yeah, we'll have to do it when it settles down. But
yeah.
The vanilla is amazing. And then I bought this the caramel toffee.
Ooh.
To make like coffee drinks. But yum. This morning I made, Banks handed me the caramel toffee protein powder and said, Mom, I want a drink. And I wasn't paying attention.
I went to make my
orange Julius, and I mixed with orange juice, and I did it for me and Casey, and we literally about puked. I'm like, this is like $2 a serving, and I have to waste it.
Their protein powder is expensive.
It was like $60 for 30 servings, and it's only 20 grams of protein. So I'm just trying to like use it as a treat, but it is so good.
It literally, the fact that it tastes just like an orange Julius.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I thought the influencers were lying about
that.
I did too. And then Brooklyn
confirmed. We talk about her every episode. Brooklyn, we love you. But yeah, she confirmed.
Yeah.
Anyways,
what's protein scoop?
Oh yeah, scoops.
We just went straight into it.
Oh yeah. Okay. I have a couple things, if that's okay.
Of course. I also have a couple things.
Okay, good.
We have some catching up to do because
you
did your episode with Casey. Oh wait.
We did have our fun random episode.
Okay,
but I feel like a lot's happened.
But you've
since
also
then.
Been in Disneyland. I haven't seen you for like a whole week.
I know. I feel like I have so much to talk about.
Okay, go.
So wow, I feel like I have a lot of things, but I won't say all of them. I am going to precursor to all of our episodes. My nose is so stuffy. It gets stuffy at night. Anytime, really?
Yeah, not at all right now.
Right now it's okay, but at night my sinuses swell so bad. I've done everything. I wear the breathe strips. I've taken medicine. I do all the things, and
it's so
stuffy. So when I record podcasts, the last couple, like one with Casey and our last one,
I did not even notice.
Okay, I can hear it myself, and so. If my nose is stuffy, it's just going to be this way for a few months. I'm so sorry. And Allie's, it was so bad. But I'm glad she was crying. I'm not glad she was crying, but I'm glad she was crying because then I could like sniffle and it'd be covered up too.
Yeah,
so it's fine.
No, that makes sense. But I seriously, it's not even bothering me. And
okay, that's good.
There's a level where it can bother
me.
Yes.
Oh, me like, too. I'm like, please shut up.
I will tell you to
please
huck a loogie.
Yeah. Well, it's just my, it's like, there's nothing even there. Yeah. It's like my sinuses. I'm like, oh my gosh. So you can,
yeah, no,
at
you're
that
good.
Point, we'll just use solo episode.
My legs are so ashy. Don't look at them.
Everyone can see your legs. And then my other scoop is, it's kind of multiple in one. So we did take the kids to Disneyland and it was so fun. So we flew Breeze Airways, which literally I will recommend to anyone.
Is
if
that
you live
only
in Utah
out
County.
Of the Provo airport or do they go out of Salt Lake too?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm sure it's probably
I don't know.
Just Provo.
Yeah, maybe. They're a small airline. They only go to like a few places in the US, but they go to like Florida and Texas
and a
lot of places. It was such a comfortable airplane. It was so clean. The seats were like big. And flying out of the Provo airport is the best thing I ever did. Especially with kids going through security.
I wish we could fly out of the Provo airport every time.
It was zero stress.
Well,
we got
new.
Home in like 10
did
minutes.
You know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we got home in like 10 minutes. There's like one baggage claim, like
that's
two terminal,
so nice
one terminal.
Getting home from Salt Lake, it's like
and driving
still another hour drive.
Yes,
home
and then
sometimes.
You have to walk your way all through the airport. Sorry. Yeah, it was literally the best. And the kids did so good on, well, Banks was getting really antsy on the first flight. But
Like, I saw you.
Yeah. Instagram he just story. Wanted to like roll around on the floor. And like, I was like, oh my gosh. But it wasn't that big a deal because our flight was like kind of empty. That's and it was nice. In the day. So no one was like trying to sleep.
Yeah.
But the kids were way more excited about like the flight and then like riding the bus to Disneyland That's than so they were funny. Actually Disneyland. And then the first day Banks. So I have some tips for people because I had some people message me about this. And maybe it's in our advice today. I don't know. But if you have kids that are like under 40 inches, I would not do, we didn't do a park hopper. We did one day California Adventure and then one day Disneyland. I would not do California Adventure. Like
that's really good to know.
Yeah. Cause we spent a whole park day price
yeah.
in California Adventure and it was fun. And there was yeah. a lot of characters, like there's perks to it. They had like the Disney Junior dance party mm-hmm. and stuff. But like, I could have easily done 2 days at Disney because we missed a lot at Disney and we were like scrambling and yeah. like trying to find things to do at California Adventure. And yeah, it's just catered more towards yeah. bigger kids. So
that makes sense. I think because I'm remembering when we went in when Nona was like 8 or 9 months old, I went with my family and Trevor didn't come. But yeah. it was nice because most of us, well, everyone except for Nona was old and or tall enough to ride the ride, so we could do ride swap
yeah,
a lot.
Yes.
Which is easy when there's a lot more adults.
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
But not when it's just like you and your little family.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I was like, we did a couple times, like for California Soarin'
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Like some of the bigger rides, but I'm like, we just kind of want to be spending time together anyways. So like I would go meet characters with Banks, but then yeah. like Sunny still wanted to meet Mickey. So yeah. I don't know. We did Monsters, Inc. like 4 times in a row because yeah. But
you could do.
It was good. I the only thing, yeah, I would probably do 2 days yeah. at Disney. Banks was just like such a turd at California Adventure, but he was better at Disney. And then the last part of the trip. So yeah, Disneyland was great. It was so fun, magical. And then the last part of the trip, I'm not going to try to bash this company because their customer service has actually been really good. But we have the yes. Mockingbird double stroller and the frame literally snapped in half. So I was shocked. They are like bar, the metal bar that like is fused at the bottom of the stroller came off it at Disneyland. And so we're like trying to turn this big ass double stroller boat around Disneyland. It's so wobbly. So we're like, okay, we gotta be so careful. And I'm like noticing the frame is cracking and I'm like terrified. And literally we got off the plane to come back home. We're walking through the airport out to our car and it snaps in half, which is such a blessing that it waited till then. But I was like, my stroller just snapped in half. Everyone at the airport was like, what the heck?
Was it loud?
It was like, we're just in this crowd of everyone. Oh. And it was just like, psh, and Sunny was in it. And she was like, mommy. And like, it was like, just such a scene. It was such a scene. And she was on the ground. And it was just like, but I will say, I'm not trying to bash their company. I'm not going to because their customer service has been really great. Like they've offered me, like they were so empathetic and apologetic and they've been really, really helpful. But that was just like so crazy. I'm like,
could you imagine if that was happening in like a massive Disney crowd? Like what would you do with the stroller at that point?
I know. I'm like, we would have had to chuck it.
Yeah.
Like we would have had to just leave it and then rent a stroller from Disney. But then like going through the airport and stuff, I don't know. I just,
that would have been awful.
Yeah, I'm so glad it waited. Literally. But it's just kind of crazy because we literally saw it snapping and then it literally waited until we were almost to our car.
So crazy.
But that's a lot of scoopage. But that's mine.
Are you allowed to talk about your B-reel?
Oh yeah. I wanted to share that, but I didn't know if you would think it was inappropriate, so I'm glad you brought it up. Holy shit.
I don't think so.
Okay, so a B-reel went off, was it yesterday? Or the day before, or whatever, a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And I'm in my bathroom getting ready, and Casey's getting in the shower. B-reel goes off. I turn out of my bathroom, snap the picture of my bedroom, and it's just my face, and it's normal. And then I watch the live, because B-reel captures the first, like, sometimes it captures after, I feel like, and sometimes it captures before.
It's like a
before.
Live photo, so it's like a video kind
of. Yeah, but sometimes I like don't know how long it's going to capture for. It captured the first like 3 seconds before, so literally a picture of my naked husband with his wiener I was mortified. I'm like screaming and shaking and trying to hurry and delete it. And I did. But Casey was like crying. He was so upset. He was like, I think I'm forgetting we're recording a podcast right now because I'm just like telling you about it. He was mortified. I felt so bad. I felt
but didn't
so
you
bad.
Didn't you realize it right away?
Immediately.
Okay, like
because
it,
I always watch my life.
Can you
I know.
Imagine if it was on for the
I know. I always think about that. I'm like, everyone would have seen him naked. And it wasn't like, I mean, no one wants to see a surprise dick pic anyways, but like it wasn't a flattering one. He was like just standing there about to get in the shower.
I posted mine late, so I get on B-Real and then I look at your, and it was like, I'm so sorry for whoever just saw that last B-Real. And I was like, all the comments were like, what happened?
Oh, I didn't see all the comments. Dang, I should have told everyone.
It's
well,
okay.
They listen.
Maybe we'll post this or something, but I was like, I texted you immediately. I'm like, what happened?
Yeah, I forgot to tell you. Yeah, it was mortifying. Didn't that happen to, maybe I won't say her name in case, someone's husband's butt was on it?
I don't know.
Why do I feel like that? I didn't see it, but why do I feel like I heard that? But maybe that's not true.
Maybe I just have a really bad memory because that's been happening lately. I've been forgetting stuff and I'm kind of scared.
I'm pregnant?
No. Actually, no. I don't know. I'm not on my periods. That's the only surefire way to know.
Oh, man.
I'm pretty positive, like 99.99% positive I'm not pregnant, but...
Oh, but yeah, it was really scary. So, public service announcement, check your B-Reels, check the lives, and just make sure for the first 5 seconds before you take your picture.
But there's no wieners around.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Casey was so, so like, are you kidding me?
I'm so sorry, Casey.
Yeah, I don't think anyone saw it, though, because only three people before me had posted.
Yeah,
it was literally like post, watch, delete. Like
you're probably,
it was so fast.
I honestly actually don't even press on the lives.
On people's?
Yeah, I usually just scroll.
I always do.
And then I get out of there.
Yeah.
But I'm just not used to the live yet either. I actually turned it off on mine because I am just not used to it.
Oh, that's smart.
So I just don't like
I need to do that. My lives are always like me posing and then realizing I hate my pose and then I'm adjusting and then I do a pose that I like, but then it's like it captures all of that. So it's just embarrassing, but it's being real. I guess we're just getting really real. Oh, yeah.
That's so
That's
funny.
A lot of scoops, but no, that was good because
okay.
I needed to update everyone.
Yeah, this is, yeah. Okay. I have like a couple scoops and then like a couple pop culture scoops.
Yeah.
Too. My first scoop is that I finally watched the Ruby Frankie 2020 episode.
Oh.
Did you watch it?
Yes. It's really sad. There's so much I didn't know.
Same.
Because I followed a lot of TikTok accounts that talked about everything I thought. So I was like, what more can I learn? But I did learn more.
Oh my gosh. And then I listened to Haley Rawls' episode about it.
Oh, I saw just her reels about it. But
oh, it was interesting because the girl she had on was saying how she thought that Ruby's like testimony in court was actually like a genuine one.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying how she thinks she realized like she was being brainwashed by Jody a little bit.
Yeah.
Not to say that like what she did prior to that wasn't wrong, because obviously she was not
100%
the best mom.
Yeah.
But like she probably, that just opened the door to be like more abusive, and Jody like took advantage of her and brainwashed her a little
bit more. I actually
totally
feel the same way. Yeah. Like I agreed. Like I think because she talked about, I don't know if I saw this in the 2020 or on a TikTok, but someone was talking about like all the testimonials that her family was writing in to the judge about Ruby's character, and just saying like they've literally noticed the worst change in her since Jody came into her life.
Like recently.
Yeah. And they're like, since Jody's been out of her life, like since the time she's been in jail, like they've already seen, quote, like the light come back.
Yeah.
Like
I will say like that clip of her like cutting her stuffed animal's head, like her daughter's stuffed animal. I'm like,
she has tendencies for sure.
I'm like, that's sad. But I also think back to like my childhood and my mom would literally like take our toys away and like hide them from us if we were like bad or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I'm not saying that's like on the same level, but it's just like I can see where Ruby was maybe like
walking the line.
Yeah. And if she was influenced by her parents or whatever, but
yeah,
it's still just so crazy and so sad. And like,
yes,
the actual, like, I feel like when the news broke that she got arrested, it was like, oh, she's just like a crazy person. But then like the videos of her kid, like the freaking sores on his arms and his legs.
I had no idea how malnourished.
How can,
and their kids were too. And the,
how as a mom are you letting that actually happen? Like, she must be sick in the head. Shaving their daughter's head.
There's just so much.
She has to be so sick in the head.
Yeah, that was, oh my gosh.
It doesn't make any other sense.
And Jody Hildebrandt saying, what better way to spread the gospel than to be wrongly put in jail? I was like, I literally am gonna die right now. Anyways.
Yeah, no. That was wild. On a lighter note,
yeah,
the Bluey episode.
Oh, we watched it last night as a family.
Were and you and Casey, both and Casey cried. Dying?
We actually both cried.
Yeah. I still need to watch it with Trevor. We were gonna watch it the other night, but then Nona went to bed and I was like, oh, I wanna watch it with everyone. And then the next morning I was like, I'll just watch it with Nona.
Yeah.
And people, well, someone commented because I posted my reaction to it.
Yeah.
Someone was like, why would you set up your phone and film yourself and then start crying and then post it on the internet? And I was like, I was posting, or I was filming a day in the life that day.
Yeah.
Which I've been trying to do lately.
Yeah, they've been so good. So, I love them. They're so entertaining.
So that's why I was filming myself watching it. And I had already heard that it was kind of like emotional. So I was like, I just want to see like what my reaction would be. But it was... So, and then Allie Egan like messaged me. She's like, what happened? And I was like, how do I explain that this was like the saddest, most heartwarming episode ever with just saying that they were gonna move and then they didn't.
I think it was, I was talking about this with Casey. What made him cry was at the very end when this is spoiler alert.
Yeah, don't listen.
When Bandit is taking out this estate sign, the for sale sign, and Chili's face and just like how happy she is, and then she like jumps on Bandit. He was like, look at Chili's reaction. She's so happy.
I might start crying
and
again.
Then them eating dinner as a family, the burgers and fries, like, and then the Bandit and Chili are just looking at each other, wagging their tails. And the song they chose was so emotional.
Like, they knew what they were.
The song is what gets you. If it was a different song, I might not have gotten that emotional.
Yeah.
The song was so emotional. Like, it pulled everything. Yeah.
The part where Bandit goes, are we making a mistake? And Chili goes,
yeah,
maybe, but we're making it together.
Yeah, I know.
And then did you notice that Chili's sister is pregnant?
Oh.
You didn't notice that?
No,
part?
The one that couldn't have puppies?
Yes.
Wait, I was like cooking dinner and then I went and sat for the ending of
it
the
was
episode.
Like,
so I was
it was very vague. Like, it wasn't like an announcement. Her sister was like coming in for the wedding and Chili went to give her a hug and then rubbed her belly and it was like bigger.
Oh my gosh.
Because that's so sweet. That was the last episode I cried at was when
they're so Chili's, good at tying it to real adult problems.
Yeah, like things that children wouldn't get.
Yeah.
But now
the fact that she couldn't have puppies.
I know, and now she's pregnant.
I know. That's so sweet. I didn't know that.
I know. And Nona's just looking up at me. I'm like bawling my eyes out. She's like, are you good?
I know. Banks was like, are you sad? I was like, I am happy.
I'm happy sad.
Yeah.
That was such
it's
a
just
good...
so tender.
I heard that they're releasing another episode on Sunday.
Okay. I don't think that was...
a rumor?
I don't think that was a finale. Like, or I don't think that was like the end of the whole show.
I know. That's what I saw on TikTok. And then people were commenting saying it wasn't.
It's weird, though. They've never done that at the end of their season.
I know.
Like, made a big episode. So they made it seem like it was like the final. I love it, too.
I want them to make more 28 minutes.
I know. All their episodes need to be 28 minutes. Bluey's the best.
Someone commented on my video today and was like, are the Bluey adults okay? And I was like, no.
No.
We're not.
No. They need to have Bluey at Disneyland.
Oh, my God.
There is nothing Bluey at Disneyland.
They need to have a Bluey world.
I know, that's what Casey and I said.
Because I would go there. I would go there without Nona.
Yeah, I know, me too. I love
Bluey. I love Bluey too. It's so good.
Yeah, it was a good episode. We both were crying.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Just a couple more things. Do you know who Lucky Bluesmith is?
It sounds so familiar.
He's like He's from Utah. His family's from Spanish Fork. I know. Him and his sisters are like models.
Okay, yes, yes.
And he's like a really, really big model.
Yes.
Anyway, do you know that, I mean, I don't really need to say this, but you know that he was like, had a daughter with someone else? He had a daughter with a girl named Stormy Bree.
Okay.
Who is now dating Joe Jonas, by the way.
Oh, whoa.
And so she, so they have a daughter, and then I don't know if they ever got married or not, but they broke up, and then he married this other girl named Nara.
Okay.
Anyway, they just had, I think, their third baby, and they named her Whimsy Lou.
Whimsy Lou.
Which is kind of cute.
I was gonna say, do you hate it? Because no, kind of like it.
I think I love it.
Whimsy?
Yeah, isn't that?
I love that name.
So cute.
I do think that's so cute.
I'm like, I actually don't think I could ever name my kid Whimsy, but I
don't know. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, maybe you should steal it.
Whimsy.
You have three.
Everyone
names
would know. Everyone would know I took it specifically from them.
Who cares?
But no, it's so cute.
Everyone
cute.
Stole Sunday from you.
They have I told that story before? Actually, we'll save that for another time.
Yeah, we'll save that for another
that time. That is true though. I was the first one.
She was.
And I told someone mutual to someone else, and they told that person, and that person took it, and now a lot of people are taking it.
Yeah,
it's fine.
It's fine.
Sunday is the OG.
Okay. I don't know if I want to talk about this on this episode. Maybe I'll save that. But
okay.
Pop culture scoop.
Oh yeah.
Taylor Swift's album.
Yes. Comes out this week.
In 2 days. Well, the night of the 18th.
Yeah. And today's Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday.
And it comes out Thursday at midnight.
Thursday at midnight.
Yep.
And it's we're getting a music video on Friday. She just posted a
oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
She posted a cryptic video
oh,
today.
Yay. That's exciting.
I literally can't wait. Like, I can feel my body just like aching.
I'm so excited. It's gonna be a good one. I'm sorry for yawning. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're fine. I'm just kidding. I'm like giving you the duster.
I was like, are you mad at me? I'm not yawning for any particular reason. I just am yawning.
I do that all the time. I'll yawn when it's awkward situations, and then I realize that I'm probably coming off as rude, and then I'm like, shoot.
Oh no, that made my nose really stuffy.
Oh no.
It's okay.
But also, Taylor and Travis were at Coachella. Did you see that?
Oh, I've been seeing videos of them at different clubs or like different
they were like in the crowd.
I know, I was very confused. When they were do you see the video of them when they were playing the song Karma?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just like I mean, I'm sure she has a bodyguard or a few around her, but still like literally in the crowd at Coachella.
Well, Cambria and Jordan
were there.
Coachella every year. And last year, or maybe it was 2 years ago, they saw Justin Bieber and they were just in the crowd with Justin Bieber, and he did have bodyguards around him, but
they weren't like
they were literally like, she took a video of him and like she could have just walked up and talked to him.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. I wonder if because Coachella is like, I don't know, so expensive, maybe like only maybe. Elite.
Only, I'm like, so they I don't know if I'll ever
the
make
stars
it to
feel so like more safe there. Yeah. I don't know. I bet people save up like for a long time to get there. I actually don't know how expensive it is, but I know it's probably out of my lifetime. So
well, I went to a music festival once.
Yeah, I remember
in Washington.
Well, I didn't know you yet, but I think I saw your pictures from it.
Really?
Did you go with Zoe Laz?
Yes.
Yeah. I saw your pictures and I was like, you're
such
so cool.
A random time of my life.
Yeah.
I literally got invited by a huge clothing brand to go to a festival. They paid me for it and they took us on $1,000 shopping spree right before it in
That's
their
a
store
dream.
In Seattle.
That's a dream.
And then we went to Sasquatch Music Festival in Seattle. I need to tell that story.
That's really cool.
It was kind of crazy.
That's really cool. I feel like people don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Like, people aren't as generous anymore with that stuff. Because there's just so many influencers now.
Or that's the thing. Is like, right when I went, it was, like, beginning of influencer era.
Yeah.
So, like, there weren't a lot yet.
Yeah.
It was mostly just people who had blown up on Instagram prior to the influencer
era. And I feel
era.
Like a lot of people who were influencers were, like, also photographers.
Yes. That was me.
Because they could take cool pictures. Because that's
they
what was big
Yeah,
on
they
Instagram.
Hired me to come take pictures, but they also wanted me in the pictures, which
that's
was
so
really
cool.
fun. Anyway, that was crazy time of my life, but that was fun. I think that's all the scoops.
Those are good scoops. I'm excited for today's episode.
Oh, me too.
I will say so.
This will be interesting.
Yeah, we wanted to do an advice episode, but I was honestly thinking nobody would submit anything. I don't know why. That's just my like imposter syndrome. But we had a lot of submissions.
I know. I get really bad imposter syndrome with the podcast.
Me too.
But.
Oh, I want to say something along the lines of that. No, keep going. I don't want to interrupt.
Well, I was just going to say that I forgot what I was going to say.
I'm so sorry.
Fine. I don't think I was going to say anything important other than just I get imposter syndrome. Yeah, a lot.
I do too. Yeah. And I've had a lot of people message me recently. Mm-hmm. People that I don't know and comment on like mine and my husband's episode or like just say things about our episodes or whatever. And I'm so grateful for that.
I know.
Like it will be random people in all states.
Yes.
Hey, I listen to your podcast and I really appreciate that you said this or whatever. And I'm like,
yeah,
this is so cool. Like,
yeah,
I really appreciate messages like that. So me if too. You are a listener and you've been one to like message us, we yeah. so appreciate that.
I was having a hard day the other day and I don't know if she messaged you too. But I got a message from one of my friends in high school, her mom.
Okay. That's cool. She
messaged. I just want to read it because it was really sweet. Let me see if I can find it really quick. Sorry.
That's so cute. Give me 2 seconds.
Oh. Kim. Oh, okay. She goes, Ashley Z, I can't tell you how proud I am of you. Oh. You've grown into an independent woman, great wife, mom, and crazy good podcaster. You and Ashley have really done a great job opening the eyes of us non-Mormons, not just opening, but reinforcing what we thought we knew. Both Ashley's, your podcast with the gal from Girls Camp was so well done and enlightening. Nat and I listened to on our drive to Portland. Truth is, I'd already listened, and then I told her it was a must listen.
Aww.
Ashley's a Betty. Natalie reminded me of how you would sneak and borrow her clothes and bathing suits because I wasn't allowed to wear bikinis. Anyway, she said, best wishes to you both. So happy you are finding your truth, whatever it may be.
That is like, so sweet and that so came genuine.
From one of my friend's moms growing
That's
up.
That's so cute.
It's so cute. I'm like, messages like that mean the world.
The time
it
that
like
people,
totally made yeah. me feel better that day.
The time that people take and the effort that people take to sit out and write a genuine message yeah. means so much. That's yeah. a lot.
Oh, and then we got a couple messages the other day of two girls saying they really like your raspy voice oh. and that our voices are very soothing and calming and they love
oh
listening to us.
Oh my gosh. That makes me feel so
After
happy.
We were kind of like being self-conscious about it.
Yeah, when we talked about our voices.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
I know. So.
Now I'm nasally and raspy, so everyone's gonna, it's getting there. I can feel it. The yawns like forced my sinuses out. Anyways, it's fine.
Okay, well, we probably won't go over all of these because we actually got a lot more than we expected. Yeah,
I think
so
we're going to do maybe a couple episodes on this.
Yeah, we'll do another one.
Yeah.
There are, I'm just going to put
I'm
a
gonna
warning.
I'm going to let you choose them.
Okay. I'm just going to put a warning that there are some about people leaving the church. And yeah. But I'm going to leave those towards the end. So if you are like, don't want to listen to that part,
yeah.
then you can head out.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I mean also, that in the nicest way possible.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you don't have to
then
listen.
You can not listen.
If it's triggering to you or whatever.
Also, we're not experts on anything.
No.
It's just fun to talk about like our opinions
yeah.
and stuff.
Trevor was like, you better disclaim that you like don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Like we are not if we advise you to do something and it messes up your life, then that's yeah. not we are not liable.
Well, I told Trevor too. I was like, I feel like this is just like us having a conversation with a friend.
Yeah.
And this is what we would do if we were them.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing.
Because that's what I feel like our listeners are.
But
just
again, just take it with a grain of salt. Yeah. Okay. Hold on. I got a burp. Okay. All right.
I can edit. We can edit.
It's fine if it's, I mean, gross or whatever, but okay.
I'm like coughing and sneezing and yawning over here.
Okay, I'm having my first baby in October. I currently work from home as a graphic designer. Do you have tips or advice on how to work from home as a mom too? Is it even possible?
Oh, hell yeah.
It is.
I love this question.
Me too.
So I worked from
go first? No, yeah, please.
I'm sorry.
No, I was expecting you to.
Yeah, so like I worked from home doing HR for a company that was like login, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, with Sunny and with Banks.
You were the most badass working mom I knew.
It was, thank you.
I couldn't, I literally, I don't
think I kind of look back and I'm like, how did I do it? But
yeah,
it's, depending on how your job is, like, if you can just kind of like carry your laptop around the house to a few different places, and plan meetings around nap times, which newborn is like the best, literally newborn's like the best phase because they're asleep the whole time.
I did so much work with Nona just sleeping on my chest.
Got so much done. I would take Sunny in the office with me.
Yeah.
When I first had Sunny. Because
they sleep all the time.
And she would literally sleep. Yeah. When she's, honestly, when they're still on like 2 naps a day, which lasts, I mean, it depends on your kid, but
yeah,
almost a year, 9 months to a year. But you can get a lot done. I would just, it depends on your company, but like if you work for someone else. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm like so heartburny and gross and pregnant right now. But
you're not gross.
I think it's very possible. Towards the end, I did get a lot busier when Banks was a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. It gets harder when they're toddlers, but it's still possible.
I would literally put on a show during meetings and keep marshmallows at my desk, mm-hmm, and throw marshmallows at my kids while I was in meetings.
So smart.
Because I had to do something to kind of keep them distracted. But anyways, that's my experience working from home. Like when you work, when you're not like your own employer.
Well, I was just going to say, like, you make it work. You just do.
Yeah.
Like how you were saying with the marshmallow thing. I'm sitting here thinking like, oh my gosh, I always have to make sure either Trevor or my sister can watch Nona if I have to take a meeting. Because I could never do that. But I'm like, well, if I was like forced to do meetings way more often and they're like every day all day or whatever, then yeah, I would probably have to figure out something else.
And I'm so grateful that working from home is such a norm now.
Mm-hmm.
People's kids would be like, I would be meeting with a client and their kids would be running in the background.
And no one cares.
Or their dogs. Yeah, it's so normal. Or like sometimes if it was like just team meetings with the company, I would have my kids sitting on my lap. Mm-hmm. Like it's so normal. And it also does depend on the company that you're working for.
Yeah.
And like your situation's probably different where like if you're meeting with like brands or mm-hmm whatever, and it's like your first meeting, first impression, like there were meetings where I really couldn't have my kids. And then that's where I would just have to like call someone to come be with my family for a little bit. But yeah, you make it work. And I think the workplace is so family friendly because everyone's working from home and everyone has kids. So
yeah, well, it sounds like she's wanting to be a graphic designer, and I feel like that's probably one of the best jobs you could have at home with kids. Like just work during nap time. I will work after bedtime.
Yeah, that's the thing too. Like if you don't get stuff done during the day because you're not fully available, like mm-hmm you will just work at night.
But yeah but
I like that question.
Me too.
I like revisiting my work days. It reminds me of how cool I am.
Still cool.
I forget it. I'm like, oh.
Okay, advice for your first pregnancy slash child.
There's a lot I could go.
I know.
I would just say if I were to narrow down to one piece, like, don't, like, kids are way more resilient and your body's way more resilient. Mm-hmm. So don't, this might be bad advice, but don't worry about all the little tiny things. Like, 100%. You can't take one ibuprofen. You can never eat sushi or never take a hot bath or do all this stuff. Like, obviously, those things are put in place because there's risk to them.
Yeah.
But it's like, don't stress yourself out to the point where you're like so miserable.
Same thing when they're born. And with taking care of a kid.
Yes.
Like, it's easier said than done, but I just remember thinking every single noise that she was making was like the end of her life.
Yes.
And then she was, babies just make so much noise.
And with like feeding, it's like, I would like Google, like don't Google. I would Google and it's like, they should be having, I don't know, I don't remember the number, but like 32 ounces a day. And I'm like, she's not drinking that much.
Yeah.
Or she's drinking way more than that. Like there's something wrong with my kid. Like your kid will naturally do like what they want with hunger and sleep and stuff. And like, just don't worry about what everyone's telling you to do. And Agreed. And mom instinct is real.
I was just going to say almost 9 times out of 10, I would just follow my intuition on things. Yes. And it always turned out to be
always
just fine.
Sometimes more right than the doctor.
Yes, exactly. That too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love how these are all about babies. How to keep the spark alive after a baby. I have a 10-month-old and we're struggling with the roommate phase. Did you guys go through a roommate phase?
Yeah, we did.
We did too.
That's what got us in trouble.
Yeah. It's but, hard because you have to put so much focus on your baby. You just have to.
Yeah. You right after I had Sunny, I talked about this in the episode that Casey and I recorded, but I was like, bye, Casey. Like, yeah, it's just me and Sunny. And I think it's natural to go through that. And I just hope that nobody ever has to. For Casey and I, like, we had to, like, kind of hit rock bottom to, like, wake up. And I just hope that nobody, I would never wish that on anyone. But do things that are new that you wouldn't normally do. I would say, like, something that Casey and I are trying to do is, like, try a new restaurant once a month, which sounds so dumb and simple. But, like, I mean, do the little things that you used to do. Because, like, date nights for us became, like, ordering takeout, which is totally fine and fun. And honestly, I'd prefer that than going out. But we'd, like, watch Yellowstone and have takeout.
Mm-hmm.
And then that just became, like, normal. But it really does when you do, like, new things together. Yeah. And actually go out on a date.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's, like, things you can do, I don't know, to, like, spice up your spicy life that also makes things more interesting. It's also hard when you have a 10-month-old.
Yeah.
And your drive, your sex drive might not be there. But
yeah.
I just say try new dates and new things.
Yeah. I love that. I feel like I felt the same way when you were talking about it on your episode. I felt like when Nona was born, it was just like she was my whole world.
Yeah.
And obviously, I still love Trevor, but it was just like,
they're just like in the background.
At that point. She's just this new, shiny, like amazing thing that I made with my own body. And I was just like so enthralled with her. Like, and Trevor was too. It's just, it's different. I will say, like, once your child starts walking and like gaining a personality and talking to you, and this isn't necessarily to keep the sexy spark alive, but this is just like the spark between you and your husband. Once you can start going out and doing things with your child where it's not just you carrying them around and they're not saying or doing anything, life becomes so much more exciting.
Yes. And you see your husbands in a different way.
Way different. I fell in love with Trevor all over again when I had Nona, but it's been such a new way with him, especially in these last few months. Like 2 years old is such a magic age. It's funny because I was so scared for two. People, just the terrible twos, people would make you think like you're in it. Yes. And it's gonna suck.
I've, to be honest, with either of my kids have not experienced any, I mean, they're emotional, but it's not what people make it out to be.
I feel like Nona went through a little bit of a phase right before she turned two.
Yeah.
But she was teething and stuff and it was just kind of like a perfect storm of everything.
Yep.
But yeah, after she turned two, I'm like, you are a magic person. And yes. I love her so much. And it's so fun to watch her do stuff with Trevor. Like,
yes.
Me and Trevor are so much closer now than I think we've ever been. Yes, and it's because we're connecting with child. Your family. Like, yes, our family.
Yeah. It's like you're building. Yeah.
Yeah.
It does get way better when your kid is older and like interacting with you as parents. Yes.
Like Trevor. You could catch him dead saying he wanted to go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
And then the second Nona turned two and she started having like interests, he's like, wait, I can see why Disneyland would be so fun.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah. I feel like that's my answer.
I like that.
Setting healthy boundaries with in-laws.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Ooh. I still kind of struggle with this one, to be honest.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, I've learned.
What advice would you give yourself?
Yeah.
Because you're still in it.
I follow Dr. Julie Hanks, and she posts a lot of cool things about, she's just a therapist, but she posts a lot of cool things about setting boundaries. What was that sound?
Was that your microphone?
What did it hit?
I don't know. It just like rang though. That was cool.
That was weird. Okay.
It sang.
I know. I'm like, oh. I think there's a way to where you don't have to feel resentment towards it and just say, hey, we're not comfortable. I mean, this is just what I've read. I have a really hard time implementing it because I'm such a people pleaser. Yeah, I'm working on it. But like, hey, we're actually not comfortable with that, but we'd love you here or whatever. I mean, whatever the boundary is, I don't know. I don't have good advice, but I think honestly, simple, being straight up and not having to feel like you have to get all worked up over it, I guess, is what I've been trying to do.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I feel like setting a boundary can be really hard and really scary, and it's like a whole thing, and it really doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
It can be as simple as, no, sorry, we actually don't do that. And then that's it. Yeah. And then not make it a big deal. But I don't know.
Yeah. It's hard too because there's like different levels of like things.
It depends what it is.
Like, yeah. Like if they're trying to do something with your child that you're really not okay with versus like,
oh yeah,
calling you on a random, I don't know. Those are, but that's like what are they doing that are like inflicting your boundaries? And, but that's hard though. Cause it's like boundaries are still boundaries.
Yeah.
And it's hard. I actually can't even answer this question because I don't think I have ever made a boundary.
Had to do that, yeah.
I usually
have my husband do it.
Well, that's... Okay. I will say, I don't think that's a bad thing.
I don't think so either. They're comfortable. Like, I...
It's their family.
I'm very comfortable setting boundaries with my own family.
Same.
And
I would feel like if Trevor had an issue, then I would be like, okay, I'll talk to my family about that.
Yeah. 100%. And I'm very comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Same. I'm very good at setting boundaries with my mom.
Yes.
And my dad, but...
So just pawn the responsibility off to
hopefully your partner can be the one to help with that. But
yeah, I'm not the one to ask on that one.
I know. I feel bad about that question. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
That's eye-opening, though.
I'm like, but you are in a partnership and it's your husband's family. He should feel comfortable doing that for you and for your family.
Yeah.
Breaking up with friends or a friend.
I
went through a big friendship breakup.
You should talk about it then.
Have you been through one?
I've been through like cutting off people that are not as close to me.
Mm.
Like having the conversation.
Yeah.
I think I don't know if I shared it on the podcast or not, but just saying, hey, I'm actually investing my time
like
in you're just other relationships right now.
Yeah.
But it's different if you're like really close with someone. You talk about yours.
Like we actually had like a falling out and a fight and all that. I'll just go over it quickly. It's not even that big of a deal. But like basically I was really good friends with this girl in high school. We were like, we called each other best friends and we were like each other's best friends for like 2 years. We like got in a couple fights in high school, whatever. We would always make up. And then, oh my gosh, it's such a random story, but like, I think it was like 2 years after I graduated high school, she was engaged. I did her engagement photos. I posted a couple of them on my Instagram. This ring company saw a picture of her custom wedding ring and started reproducing it.
Oh.
Which, yeah, like that sucks, but it's not my fault.
No.
That they saw my picture and did that. And she never told me to take the photo down or anything like that. I think she was just very proud of how her wedding ring looked.
Yeah.
And anyway, called me after she saw that this company was reproducing her ring. Kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like cussed me out.
Oh, really?
Her and her fiance.
Wow.
And like made me cry.
That's so sad.
Made it seem like it was my fault that this was happening.
Oh my gosh.
And that was kind of, for me, that was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah.
Like we had fights and like uncomfortable things happened to us up until that point. And then, I just never, I don't even think I invited her to my wedding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or maybe I did. I'm getting the timelines mixed up. But anyway, what I would say for advice on that is look inward and figure out if this person is making you happy or if they're draining you.
Yeah.
If they're toxic to your happiness and your hobbies and your things that you want to do. Like, that's how my friend was to me. She was very draining. She only made me feel good when we were alone, but when we were with other people, she would always bring me down and give me anxiety and all that stuff. She would always tear me down. And so I feel like if I had just like figured that out earlier on and been like, okay, this person is not good for me. But at the time, I think I was so hungry and thirsty for validation. She was very popular and it like got me in with a lot of other groups in high school. And I was just insecure. So that relationship fed that insecurity of mine. High school's hard though. That's just it a hard time to be alive. So I would say, especially as an adult, it's almost easier to like kind of cut off friendships if needed, because you're not going to school with them every day.
Yeah.
You're not seeing them every day.
I was going to say, just from my coaching group that I'm in, my life coach had this experience where she was 30 and she was like at her 30th birthday party, and she turned around and she looked and she was like, these are not my people. Like, these are not the people that I want to keep being with. Like, she had just changed and grown so much that like her friends had served their purpose, but they no longer were going to serve her. And so I think there's a way, she actually talks about this a lot, like, I don't think you need to burn bridges and say like, I never want to talk to you again or anything, but I think there's a healthy way where you can say, hey, I think we're growing in separate ways and this relationship is no longer serving me. I believe it's no longer serving you. And so I just want to take a step back from it. Because if you're burnt, I just don't think it's ever a good idea to burn bridges. I don't think, like, because I don't know, you just never know what can happen in the future. And I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
But
do your best to make an amicable breakup.
And I think it's just as that, because like, I have friends from when I was 21 that I'm not friends with anymore, but I don't hate them or have any like animosity towards them. It's just like,
you just kind of naturally grow apart from some people too.
And I have had to, like, I'm thinking about it now as we're talking about this, but I have had to like be like, no, like, I'm not going to share this intimate of things in my life with you anymore because we're just not at that level. Yeah. And that just kind of like broke the friendship away. But anyways,
hopefully that helps.
What is that noise? Is that my phone going off? Maybe that's what it is. Oh, it's my phone going off. It's just a notification. Anyway, sorry, I put my phone on silent. Lost pet, Pomeranian near Eagle Mountain.
No. Okay. Okay. How to, hold on. I'll do one more and then we'll get into the Mormon ones.
Okay.
How to manage mom guilt.
Wow. I've tried, sorry, I feel bad that I'm always the one, I feel like you're asking them to me, so I'm always the one to answer
No, that's, I feel like that's the way you should do
okay.
it.
Okay. I'm not perfect at it and I don't think I ever will be, but something that I've tried to do is like, if I'm at least spending, I saw this thing on Instagram that was like 15 minutes of intimate time with your kid.
I saw that too.
Eye contact, like touching, undivided loving
attention.
Yeah. With your kid every day, then that's really all they need to feel and know that you love them. And I started doing this thing a while ago. I haven't been as good at it recently, but like my mornings and my day would be all about my kids. Like I would work out and I would get ready to get myself prepared for the day. But then like up until nap time, it would just be like whatever my kids want to do. And then during nap time, I would like try to work or get stuff done. And then after that, I would take them on errands and stuff with me. So I was like, okay, I'm serving my kids every day. I'm not doing that perfectly anymore. But I mean, we go out, we take our kids out.
Good excuse.
Yeah. Like my life has gone away from that routine.
Yeah.
But I think literally if you're giving your, depends on what your mom guilt is about. Like I'll still blow up at my kids. And at the end of the day, I feel so bad about it. But I think the biggest, our job is to let our kids know that we love them.
Yeah.
For them to just feel loved. And if you're giving them 15 minutes of undivided attention a day, like just know that they're going to bed feeling loved and fulfilled.
Yeah.
That seems so small.
No.
But it's actually hard. Like a lot of days I'll go on and I'll like go to bed and I'm like, I did not give my kids 15 minutes of my undivided attention today.
Yeah.
It's like more often than not if I'm not actively trying to do it. So I don't know. That's a good way to avoid it, but I don't think you can ever fully avoid it. It's like in our nature.
No, for
unfortunately.
Real. I was gonna say, like, when I'm working, I feel guilt being away from Nona. When I'm with Nona, yeah. Not that I feel guilty being hanging out with her, but it's in the back of my mind being like, oh, you should be doing more to make yeah. money, and you have chores to do, and da, 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 da. So it's like hard because either way I'm feeling guilty. But I will say the best thing I ever did, and I wish I did it sooner, I don't think we could have financially, but hiring my sister to come help us with Nona.
Yeah.
She comes 2 to 3 days a week for like 2 to 3 hours yeah. each day. I just got to a point where I realized, okay, I am literally, like, most of my work is on my phone or my laptop, but it's mostly on my phone. Like, I would be on my phone a good chunk of the day, and Nona, I could just tell, was yeah. like, Mom, look at me, play with me. And I would get frustrated because I'm trying to get work done. And then at the end of the day, I'm like, I couldn't fully focus on work, and I also couldn't fully focus on Nona. Like, I was just in between the whole time, and I finally realized, like, I need help. And so having my sister come, even if it's not all day, I mean, I don't need her all day every day, but even if it's not every day, like having like just those few days in the week where I can spend 3 hours to do whatever I want
yes.
as fast as I can, because Nona also stopped napping. So now she'll yeah. do quiet time for like 30 minutes to an hour, which is still nice that she allows me to do that. But like, dropping that 2 hour, 3 hour nap was like the worst thing ever. Oh, and yeah. I was like, how am I supposed to get anything yeah. done? And so that's when I finally was like, okay, I'll hire Addie to come help. And it really is just like a game changer. Like,
yes.
Because now I can fully focus on work for 3 hours, and Nona is playing with someone else. She's not having to just look at me, look at my phone.
It's family too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And then when I'm done working, I can shut everything off. I don't feel guilty uh-huh. and I can go play with Nona and give her my full undivided yes. attention.
Yeah.
I feel like that's my best that. Advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good advice.
Okay. We'll go into the Mormon stuff now. I was kind of shocked that people would ask us, because I'm still figuring stuff out.
Yeah. I'm still figuring all of this out.
I know. Hey girlies, currently in my faith crisis with aww. Like a heart emoji smiley face. In my faith crisis era.
I'm dying.
That's how I feel sometimes.
I'm yeah, like, I'm like, eh.
Are you Mormon?
Someone asked us. We were in Disneyland.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were on the bus and I was talking about, they said they're from Clearwater, Florida. And I was like, oh my sister.
You can spot people there. From Utah.
Oh, yeah.
A mile away.
I could tell when you're on they vacation. Were from Arizona, but I could tell they were LDS. So that's why yes. I shared this. I was like, oh, my sister served a mission for our church there. They're yes. like, oh, are you LDS? And I was like, yeah. And Casey was like, literally just looking at me. And we've decided our answer now.
Yeah.
Sorry to differ for this.
No.
We're going to say we were raised LDS.
Oh,
so that we can still like connect with people about that's stuff like one. That. We're not currently practicing, but
that's yeah. a good one, because I got asked like 2 or 3 weeks ago and I just was like, yes. And then I was like,
I know.
Literally like out loud, like, kind of. Because I'm like, that was yeah. the first time I had been asked.
I know. It's a weird that
question.
No doesn't feel right, but yes doesn't feel right. No. So we're going to say we were still yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Tangent. Okay. I just had to throw one more in. Okay.
I feel so gross in this episode. I just cracked my knuckle.
Ash, I didn't even notice.
I'm so sniffly over here. Okay, sorry. Continue.
You are not. Go. I swear. Okay. I recently started reading the CES letter. I never actually read it. Did you?
I watched a YouTube video debunking it. Wait, so I know actually, what everything is, but I tried to debunk it.
And I didn't understand it.
Yeah.
It's kind of written weird. It's written like the scriptures, which I also don't really understand.
Yeah. Yeah. I never actually read directly from it. I just read the contents that were in it.
Yeah, I read a couple and then I was like, this doesn't make sense. So I stopped. Okay, anyway. And now my husband and I are 50-50 on leaving the church. We don't have callings and we always leave after sacrament anyway. So it doesn't feel like that big of a transition. We don't feel like we have to announce it to anyone. But cool. Tell me why I would be more terrified to tell my Molly Mormon best friend than my own mother.
Oh.
Yeah. I also would want to approach it by just telling her, not really up for having a conversation about it. Let me know your thoughts and when you decided it was time to start telling your friends and family.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good question. I feel like I was also more scared to tell some friends.
Same.
Because I felt like it would discredit who we were as people, mm-hmm. and they would no longer think they could be our friend.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, like all the thoughts and things that you think could happen because you've probably had those thoughts yourself at one point.
Exactly. It's more of like a projection of like,
yeah.
Oh, if one of my friends came to me and told me they left the church, mm-hmm. like this is how I would feel about it.
Yeah.
So, were they saying they don't want to have a conversation about it, but yeah, just kind of wanted to
tell them and not talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, any advice on when? I would say, I mean, if your lifestyle chart starts changing significantly where your friend is like wondering like why your husband's not participating in a baby blessing, mm-hmm. or like, I think that's kind of the time to tell people, yeah. is when things are changing in your life and yeah. your friends are noticing.
Yeah.
That's, I feel like when we started wanting to tell people, it's like, like, hey, I've noticed you're, I don't know, not wearing your garments ever or whatever it is. But, and I don't think it does have to be a big conversation. It can just be like, hey, I'm the same person.
Yeah.
I love you. I hope you love me, but I've decided that I've chosen a different truth for me and my family. It could be something just like that.
I feel like for us, waiting until we were 100% positive we weren't going back was kind of when we decided to start telling people, mostly because I just didn't want to go to someone and be like, I'm really struggling with my faith and my testimony, and have them kind of like preach to me, because I didn't want preaching. Yeah, like, I just like wanted someone to listen. But and not that I didn't think any of my friends or family wouldn't listen or do that. I just didn't want it to even be an option.
Yeah, where they felt like you were coming to them almost as like a, hey, I like need help. Like,
help save me. Yeah.
Yeah, I could totally see that.
So I feel like it was almost easier in that way, but also harder, because the more time that passes since you leave, I feel like people are like, wait, what the heck? Like, it's been a year and a half and you made this huge life change that I didn't even know about. And it's like, sorry, it's such a hard thing to talk about with people, I feel like, unless they're going through it or have been through it also.
It's strange for me, because I totally agree with what you're saying, but then also at the same time, I do like see some friends where I felt myself distancing from them because I was going through this and I didn't feel comfortable talking to them about it yet. But then now those friendships aren't really a thing anymore, which makes me a little bit sad.
Yeah.
Because I myself pulled back, because I was going through this and I didn't want to keep conversing with them while I was. But I, so there is that point of like, where if you tell them, hey, I'm in this process, I don't know what the outcome is, like there's that fear of them trying to persuade you one way or another, but maybe you could set that and be like, hey, I haven't decided anything. And
a boundary.
That's a great thing. Like, set a boundary. I haven't decided anything. I actually don't want you to send me anything. I don't want you to try to persuade me. I'm sharing this with you because I love you and I want to keep this friendship, but just know that this is where I'm at.
Oh, I wish you had told me that like
I know, a while ago. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, I kind of wish I would have done that with some of our friends, because I did feel bad that I pulled back.
Yeah.
But I just didn't want them. It really wasn't about them. It was just about what I was going through, and I didn't feel comfortable talking to them about it, especially because I know it would probably make them feel scared.
Yeah.
So there's just a lot to consider there.
It's also just like such a taboo thing to bring up with people who are very active still. It's like very, very scary.
Because we had a lot of very Molly Mormon friends.
Yes, yes.
That, and it's like, I just don't want to offend them.
And even not Molly Mormon friends, and I was still scared to tell them.
Yeah, because you just don't want to offend them or make them feel like they're wrong in their beliefs, or that you're going to be a completely different person. There's just so much, but
I had a list of people I was going to tell first, second, third, fourth. And I was doing it on my own time. And I even, like, I had conversations with you. I'm like, I think I'm going to tell them today. Like, I literally thought about it for, like, weeks in my head about what tell I would us? Say. No, like, our friends.
Oh, yeah.
Other friends.
Yes.
You and I were kind of going through it. I know. I was never like, really you never had to tell me. But, like, I was just preparing myself. Yeah. For like what that. This conversation would be like. And yeah, I had like a timeline of certain people I want to tell when, and certain people that I was feeling my relationship slip away and I didn't want it to, just because I was avoiding them, because I was avoiding a conversation.
Yeah.
So.
And I like how she said, I don't want it to be a conversation. I just want to tell them.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like we sat down to have a conversation. It was like this big meeting. And I feel like it didn't need to be because it's such a big deal to us. But I felt like it was like, I don't know. I feel like, you know what I mean? Like it could just be more of like a, hey, just so you know, I don't know, but maybe not. Maybe I have different perspective now that I'm out of it because it is such a big change, but I don't know.
I also think like just do it in the way that makes you feel the most comfortable.
Yeah.
And if that means texting this person, writing them an email or a letter or I don't know, phone call.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be face to face if that's something that's like really scary because maybe the person reacts really well on the phone and then you're like, okay, I'd love to have a face to face conversation about this if you want.
Yeah. I like that.
Anyway. Okay. This one might be the exact same. I think I'm ready to leave the Mormon church, but my husband wants to stay. That's not the same. How do we navigate this? We're both already progressive. We don't wear garments. He has tattoos. He just doesn't want to leave the community or disappoint our families. Did you and your husbands all leave at the same time or did it take time to get on the same page?
Yeah. No, different times for me. I was first. I still feel like Casey, we actually will have a lot of conversations where Casey, I feel like, is more like I could see us going back and I'm not as much. But in that case, this is probably really bad advice and I'm so sorry if it is, but this is the first thing that comes to my mind is if it's something your husband wants to do, but it's something you like, I feel like this person, like you could still leave yourself and maybe just go with your husband to support him and just make it clear to him, like I'm out, but I'm here because if he wants to stay, I totally get that wanting to stay for the community and like all of that. So go with your husband. I know so many mixed faith marriages where they'll go to each other's churches and not even believe in it, but just go because you want to love and support your husband. Yeah. And I think that would mean a lot to your husband too. That could be really bad advice, but that's my take on it.
I also feel like that's a way more common thing outside of Utah. Like,
oh, 100%.
People from different religions marry each other all the time. I swear in Mormonism, it is like so frowned upon or like looked down on if it's you really marry hard. Someone who's not Mormon.
Yeah.
Because the chances of you like leaving the church go up when you marry someone who's not. But what was I gonna say? Oh, my parents are in a mixed faith marriage. My mom has been a part of the church her whole life. My dad left the church when I was 12. So he's been out for a while, but he'll still go with her every once in a while. Yeah,
and your mom's like very active, like temple, all of that. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So it's possible to still love someone and still have different beliefs. Uh-huh. I think they've both just decided like they don't really question each other's like you do you, I'll do me, but we're going to come together in all other aspects of life.
Yeah.
When it comes to religion, it's just we don't talk about it.
Yeah.
So like, it's possible.
Yeah.
And I feel like for me, like knowing that was like comforting in a way, like, oh, maybe Trevor wouldn't leave me if I told him, because for me it was same. Like, I think I started falling away first. Well, I definitely did. Like I stopped wearing my garments first. I stopped going to church first. And Trevor slowly followed. Like, I think he went to church by himself for like another 7 or 8 months by himself.
That's crazy. That's a long time.
I know. But then kind of stopped at that point.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say just try to have so like over communication about it.
Oh, I love that.
Make sure you're both like on the same page. And if you're on different pages, make sure you're on the same page about that different page.
Yeah. 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 I love that. It's true.
I don't know.
Because you could go to church with your spouse.
Yeah.
And your spouse could think, oh, I'm bringing her back.
Yeah.
But you could just be like, hey, it's very clear. I'm coming for you. I have zero open-mindedness to come back, but I'm coming to support you because you want to be here.
Yeah.
And I love you.
Yeah.
And yeah. And your spouse being very clear, like, hey, I'm in. I'm staying in. There's nothing I'm going to do to leave. So don't try to feed me information that's going to make me want to leave. Like, just set those clear boundaries with each other. And then, I love your parents is such a good example of that because it has been so long. And your mom is still goes to the temple all the time, and like yep. they make it work, and they're so in love.
Yep.
I talk
yep.
to my parents all the time. I'm like, they travel together all the time. They're so in love. So
my parents yeah. are goals.
They are.
I would say too, like, if you're the one that's still in the church, tell your partner, okay, hey, if you're ever ready to come back, I will greet you with open arms. Yeah. And then if you're the person who's outside of the church, say the same thing. Like, if you ever have questions, if you ever have doubts, like, I am here for you with open arms. Uh-huh. Like,
yep.
just be ready for each other where,
yeah, I don't know. And respect where that person's at and yeah. don't try to change them.
Yeah. yeah. So.
Either way.
I don't know. That's, like, the best I yeah. could give. It's, like, that's good I advice. Feel lucky in a way that Trevor and I went through it together.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how hard it would be to go through it separately, but yeah. I understand like wanting to stay for the community aspect.
Totally.
And like,
that's the
just
only
the
reason,
easiness yeah. of it. Like,
totally.
Just consider yourself Mormon still and not really do all the things. Yeah. It's like kind of the
I'm jealous
thing.
Of people who can do that.
I can't.
Who can do I all couldn't. The things and just not. I mean, I still every once in a while want to go to church and.
Yeah.
But just because I love our. Like, I love my ward. Like, yeah. I love my neighborhood. They're so yeah. freaking cool. And so I want to go to be a part of that. But I don't necessarily believe in what's being taught.
No, that makes totally sense. Fine. If you were in my ward, I'd be going every Sunday.
Yeah.
We just go
so
to hang out.
With our kids and let our kids go to nursery together.
Wait, if you're a missionary listening. Yes. You just got to put us in the same
make
ward.
Make it happen. We'll go back to church. Come move into my neighborhood. You'll love my ward. Everyone, they're so cool. No, I do. It's true. I get it. That's a good question, but your parents are a great example of that.
Yeah. But anyway. I think that's it.
Those were good. Those were yeah. really good questions. I loved those.
Those were good. I'm
we'll
excited
have
to do
another
this
episode.
Yeah.
This is fun.
This is fun.
Even though we're not experts, it's just fun to like converse with people as if they're our friends.
I know. And the fact that you guys even want to hear our advice yeah. means a lot too.
Yeah.
Guys, guess what? We turn, the podcast turns
oh, yeah.
one.
Oh, yeah.
In like a month and a half.
Oh, my gosh. There's so much happening in our lives.
Yeah. And so we were maybe wanting to throw a birthday party.
Yes.
For the podcast.
Yes.
Like an event that you guys can come to and hang out with us.
Yeah.
Whether it's like a legit party or we just meet up at a park with our kids or something.
Yeah.
Like we're gonna do something.
Either. Yeah.
And I have lots to tell Ashley after this episode. I won't say it yet, but I'm just...
Oh, yeah. I have lots to tell you, too, actually.
Yeah. We have some planning to do.
We have things in the works.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for my nose.
I literally can't... I can't talk. I like how we're talking to the camera and it's off.
I know.
I keep looking at it.
I'm miserable right now because
I'm
I just
so sorry.
Feel like anytime I say my N's or my M's... Okay, I just won't even try.
That was the only time I heard it because you sniffled.
I hope everyone is not annoyed of all my sniffles and everything, but...
No, everyone loves your sniffles.
Sniffle lovers.
Okay. Is that it?
Well, thanks everyone. We'll see you next week.
Next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Double Scoop. If you liked what you heard, we would love if you could help us out by leaving us a review on your favorite listening platform. This is going to help us grow and bring on really cool guests in the future. And then if you want the inside scoop, no pun intended, on behind the scenes or corresponding pictures and videos for our episodes, you can follow us on Instagram at The Double Scoop Pod. We're so grateful for your guys' support and can't wait to connect with you on social media. You can tune in for a new episode every Tuesday. See you next week.